Hello everyone, it's been almost 2 years since I have last posted on the Audioboom app. However, I was upstairs recently chatting with my cousin about this and that, and somehow it came up, and I launched it and had a look, and surprisingly, it looks quite good. And I think the app has improved significantly since the last time I attempted to launch it, probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago. I am sitting outside of my current residence in Charlotte, North Carolina, on which fronts a somewhat busy street, a very nice house, 2 stories, I think maybe 3 or 4 bedrooms, I can't exactly remember, but it's comfortable and spacious. You can hear the birds sometimes, as I do now, especially when cars are no longer there, but one of the things I really like about this area is I can sit outside on this rocking chair or at their little table, or as long as I can stand it, which for me is surprisingly long because I have, I don't know, outdoor blood or something. I mostly sit out here and read graduate school texts, or as I had been recently, reading my Jamestown book, the one called Dark Enough to See the Stars in the Jamestown Sky. And actually that's the fun about audio, I guess, as opposed to just tweeting. I can talk more about it without having to necessarily do an entire blog post on that book. But this book is interesting because they have that it's where they're sailing from England to Jamestown, Virginia in 1609. And it's mostly focused on a particular character and her name, which I cannot remember right this second. I know her daughter's name was Jane, but anyway, she was married to a guy named William, who was her cousin. She had been married to another of her cousins who died in battle, fighting Spain, I believe. And so Will persuaded her to sail to England, I mean to Virginia, to the colony of Jamestown, because they could get land. And they actually had to leave one of their children, 10-year-old, I forget what her name is, that is sad. But anyway, they had to leave the 10-year-old behind, Cecily. No, they left the night, she was 9 then, but they left her behind because when she turned 10, she'll be able to get her own plot of land in Virginia. And so you really get to see what it's like being on those ships, which fascinates me, given that I was able to board a ship on my last trip to Williamsburg. And they got caught in a horrible hurricane, and I can't imagine how you would even survive that. Especially being in that really confined space where you can't move around and they barely even let you stand up. But I think it's a good book, and if you're interested in history, I don't want to give the rest of it away, so I recommend checking it out. And of course they have a bunch of other Jamestown related books on services like Bard, which is the service I use as a blind person, Braille audio reading download. But now that I've kind of seen that Audioboom is a little more interesting, it looks like it functions better than I thought, I might start using it some more. I suppose we will see on that. If I can especially find interesting audio. As usual, the audio snippets need to do something that makes people say, that was worth putting in audio rather than just writing down. So, we'll see when and how often I come upon such opportunities. Until then, have a fantastic Sunday. I hope you are not overheating. Goodbye.